Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to KNX In Depth with Rob Archer. I'm Charles Felton.
If you work at home, your boss doesn't actually see you, so there's no way to know where you actually are.
Yeah, you know, we all know people, right, who they say, oh, I work from home. Wink, yeah. Wink, yeah. Nod, nod, uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. I'm working from home. Uh-huh. Well, more people are taking advantage of that fact by taking what's being called hush trips. They go on vacation. I love this. They go on vacations and work, or at least they say they were working, from where they're vacationing, but they don't tell their bosses that instead of being in, I don't know, Hackensack, New Jersey, they're actually on Honolulu somewhere on a beach. Craig Goodliffe is CEO and founder of CyberBacker, which helps provide staffing solutions to businesses. Craig, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So I don't know. I would think that wouldn't go over well with an employer. Even if the employee is actually working, it turns out they're not in, as I sort of was joking, you know, New Jersey, but they're in Hawaii taking in the sun.
Yeah, and I love the term because this isn't a new thing. This has been going on since the pandemic. When people were forced to start working from home and it became a big thing, people were realizing, hey, I can go travel and see family. Hey, this place isn't locked down. And people were exploring that. And now it's kind of a big thing.
Well, in defense of that, let me offer this. If you're working from home, you're kind of working in your own surroundings already. So who's to say that your surroundings couldn't be you took a trip to Hawaii or you went to see the family?
Yeah, if
you're still getting work done, I should say.
Yeah. The only time that it becomes a real problem that we see with a lot of businesses is when people, they're not very tech savvy and they don't protect the data on their computer and they go sign into, you know, someone's hotel network and now you've made your computer system vulnerable. And depending on the information there, if you've got a lot of company information on there, there's some hackers who could get into some sensitive material just because of the internet connection you're using. So you do have some liability with things like that with some professions. Some jobs, it doesn't matter where you are. Anyone could see the data and be totally fine. I mean, if you think about it, if your job is to answer a business's phone, because that's something that's commonly, I can have someone who works from home answer the business's phone and take a message or transfer a call. That can be done anywhere. But if I'm the CFO of a company and I've got all of the company's financials on my computer and everything, that's information you probably don't want getting out.
By the way, we should point out that Rob is actually now in Paris and I'm in Bora Bora.
Mm-hmm.
No, we wish. But this can't be, as I said, going into this segment, Craig, I would imagine that maybe some employers don't really care and they would have the attitude, well, you know, if the work is done, what do I care if my employee is spending some time on the beach? But I would also imagine that some employers might think this is kind of cheating on company time.
Yeah, well, some employers, I mean, if we're being honest, they do it themselves.
Sure.
Those people that they go on vacation to right off to the IRS. Oh, I looked at investing in this product for our company. So you've got leaders that have done that too. Some of those ones, they're okay with it because they know that they're capable of doing their work. And if it's the model employee, absolute very best, they were the model employee before they went on their little hush vacation. They're probably still going to be.
So who's not cheating then?
Yeah. We're all absolutely on the take. And the other challenge is that when you have their B-level performers, their C-level performers, we have a lot of these. We have a 3.6% unemployment rate. But their lower performers who are not good to begin with now go on vacation. And we're finding they produce even worse under those circumstances.
And it is kind of easy these days with technology, because if you have to do a video Zoom call, for example, you can change your background. You can make it so that somebody can't really tell where you are, except the only thing that might not work is if you are purporting to be in your home office. You've got the background picture behind you, but you can obviously see you're not. You've got a Hawaiian shirt on and there's sun shining in your face.
Correct. Yeah. Backgrounds can change. Some people, you know, they'll have one of those days where they need to go into the bathroom, change their background, and set their computer on the tank.
And forget.
You just sit on their backwards. It's fine. We can all get away with it.
But doesn't it create friction in a company where, because some jobs, some people have to be present in a company, in a, an office building for one reason or another. Doesn't it create resentment when some employees are kind of stuck in the office and they sort of know or suspect that their fellow employees are off in some exotic location?
Well, not just that, but anytime expectations failed to be set, failed to be met, or things were not.
No, I think I think he went away on vacation.
Yeah.
Disclosed.
Oh, now he's back.
Like
he's back.
We lost you for a minute.
Yeah.
We thought you went away.
Are you
on
in
vacation.
Hawaii?
Where are you?
Sorry,
yes,
I was trying
you?
To go ahead and get in that.
Wait, where are you actually?
Getting in on that Paris action.
Wait, he's not
in Utah.
You're in Utah. Okay. Are you supposed to be in Utah?
Supposed to be, believe it or not, in my office.
Yeah, right. You're in your office. Okay.
In a real building, not my home office. But when you have, anytime you have someone who took a vacation, did something that other people weren't notified of course they're going to be cheated. You weren't being completely honest.
Right.
That's the challenge with this hush vacation. It's, are you being completely honest? Because most employers, they don't like when someone's not transparent.
Yeah, that's a good point, because even if you do manage to still get some work done, you still were dishonest in a way. And I can see bosses don't like that stuff.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Craig Goodliffe, CEO and founder of Cyber Backer.
Well, you know what? I'll be transparent. I'm going on vacation right now.
You are.
So bye.
When we come back.
I'm off to the airport.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.